Welcome back to the I'm Moving to Italy podcast. This is Nathan Heinrich, and I would like to welcome you back to Season 2, Episode 24. This will be the last time that I'm able to wish you a Merry Christmas, or as the Italians say, Buon Natale. So Merry Christmas and Buon Natale to you. I hope wherever you are celebrating, if you celebrate Christmas, wherever you are celebrating this year, I hope that you are with people that you love, with friends and family, and that you have a beautiful Christmas. Well, today I have so many things to go over. I usually just make myself kind of a short little list of things I want to talk about. I don't use notes usually. I just kind of go over the topics that I want to share with you beforehand, and then I just kind of sit down and talk about it. But today I had a lot of different items that I had to write them all down, and so I'm excited because they're all very, very exciting things. For one thing, I just got off the phone with Alessandro before I started recording this, and he is in the airport in Tennessee, and he is preparing to fly to New York and then from New York to Milan. Now, I was planning to pick him up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock when he was going to be landing in Milan, but he insisted that I do not make the 3-hour drive to Milan from here to pick him up because he says it's so much easier to just jump on the train, and that way I don't have to be sitting in the car for more than 6 hours on a round trip while he's, you know, just to pick him up. But anyway, I wanted to do that, but he said, nope, don't do it. You can pick me up at the train station in Conegliano. So anyway, that's what I will be doing, but I'm very happy he's going to be coming back and he's going to be here just in time for Christmas. And hopefully he does not have nearly as much jet lag as what I have been experiencing since I got back. I think I've shared with you before, it takes me a while to get back onto kind of a normal sleep schedule if I happen to have particularly long travel time and I arrive home really, really late or really early in the morning and I'm exhausted and I fall asleep and then I wake up and then I'm on a weird schedule. But I have been fighting this jet lag and trying to get on to a correct sleep schedule for the past couple of weeks. I'm finally there, but there's this weird, like, almost gravitational pull that makes me want to start getting sleepy around, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's been some times where I've taken a nap, thinking I would just take a 1-hour nap maybe, and I've woken up like 4 hours later, and then my sleep is all messed up. So yeah, it's definitely a real thing. I think I've never experienced such jet lag as what I've experienced traveling from the United States back here to Italy. Definitely takes an adjustment period, and I think I'm going to be much more careful in the future about booking flights that arrive here in the evening if possible. But the problem is, oftentimes flights from the United States tend to leave in the evening in the United States, which means that they would arrive here kind of in the mid-morning time, around sometime between 9 and 11 o'clock in the morning, depending on if you have layovers. My last trip, I was traveling for like 30 hours, and it was kind of a horrible experience because it was just too many connecting flights. But anyway, I'm happy he's coming back, and even though I don't get to go pick him up in Milan, I will be looking forward to him and waiting for him at the train station here in town when he arrives. And anyway, so that's excellent. So in last week's episode, I shared with you that I was going to be going, hopefully, on Friday to, or I think I said I was going to be going on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, but I found out that I could only go to pick up my permesso di soggiorno card, my Italian green card. I could only go pick it up on either Monday or Friday. And so I had to wait until Friday to go pick it up. And I did that. I went down there and got in line, got a number, and I had about an hour wait. So while I was waiting, I went over to a little bar where they serve coffee, right there next to the Polizia di Stato office where I was supposed to be picking up my ID card. And so I sat there. It was a kind of a nice sunny day. I sat right in the sun. It felt really good. I had a macchiato and I actually had time to write a couple of letters to some of my listeners. And so I don't know if you'll be getting those letters by Christmas time, but anyway, I was happy to be able to get some of those mailed out. One thing I want to just quickly say is I've always told you how much I enjoy hearing from you. And recently I had a listener reach out to me and say, "Hey, Nathan, we're listening to your podcast. We're going through your podcast from the first episode and we're trying to get caught up to, where you are right now. And my wife and I are on a road trip and we're listening to your podcast. And we got to the episode about the Italian olive oil, which I think is episode 19 of season one. And they said, we got to that episode and it got sort of, for some reason, it just cut off right in the middle of the episode. And so I was not aware there was a glitch with the podcasting site that had somehow chopped that episode short. And any of you who have experienced that when you tried to listen to that episode about olive oil, it's really one of the really most informative episodes, in my opinion, because it really talks about something that most people don't realize. So anyway, I've resolved that problem. The full episode is available there. For some reason, on certain platforms, there was a problem with that one particular episode. Anyway, I figured that out. I reloaded the episode. It's good to go. So, but it's very nice for me to hear from those of you who are regular listeners, or maybe you're just a new listener and you hear something, you see something, or you have some feedback, anything. It's so great when I get to hear something from you. And as much as I can hopefully be a resource to help you, just like my friends who let me know about that episode, you can help me as well. So I just want to thank you for that. So after I finished writing a couple letters and I had my macchiato, I walked back over and I was about three people behind. So there were about three numbers ahead of me in line. And finally they called my number, which was number 64. So I walked in, I gave them my ID, and within about 2 minutes, they handed me my Italian green card, my permesso di soggiorno card. And that means that I am one step closer to being able to buy some property here in Italy. I'm so excited. Now I have to go and get a fiscal code, which is kind of like the Italian's version of a social security number. I have to get another ID card for Italy, kind of like a card, an identification card. I'm not really sure why they need that, but I think it would be something for maybe people who don't have driver's licenses. So anyway, you need to get one of those. And I'm also going to be getting a health card when I go through that process, but I have to go get my fiscal code before I can get the health card. So I've got a couple more steps ahead of me. And of course, it's Christmas now and there's holidays and a lot of these official offices are closed during the holidays. So I'm going to be doing that the first part of next year in January. But I'm getting so much closer and I'm really excited about the progress. I can't believe I now am official Italian resident. Like, it's official. And I was thinking about the dates. I just realized that it had been exactly 1 year to the day that we had arrived in Italy. Because we left the United States on the 16th of December. We arrived here on the 17th of December. And there I was in Treviso, waiting to pick up my Italian residence card exactly 1 year to the day from when I had actually officially moved to Italy last year. And look at how much has happened and changed in 1 year. It's been in many ways the fastest and the slowest years of my life, because there have been a lot of things that I've been waiting for, but there's been also at the same time so many things that have been happening. And I'm going to be having a sort of a celebratory episode where I talk about kind of all kinds of things. So I don't want to get into too much of that. But anyway, I was just reflecting on how incredible it was that exactly 1 year to the day I was an official Italian resident. So that was a lot to be to be grateful for. I came home that night, and Alessandra wasn't here to celebrate with, so I came home that night and made myself dinner, and I opened a bottle of Prosecco. I never drink by myself. I never even pour myself a glass of wine when I'm alone. I should probably get more into a habit of that, but I don't. And I do tend to drink a lot of water, though. Before I knew it, I had drank an entire bottle of Prosecco alone, and I was feeling no pain and feeling just quite celebratory. I was making phone calls to my friends in the United States and sending text messages I probably regretted later. But anyway, I was feeling very celebratory, and I called Alessandro, of course, and we had a toast together, and it was just a great day of celebrating. So I'm very, very excited for this next chapter and to see what this next new year holds. One of the things that was really exciting I want to share with you is just this morning, I went and met with a lovely woman named Francesca. She happens to be a member of the choir, and for those of you who listened to the episode about me going to that first choir rehearsal, you heard maybe the voice of a woman who had an Australian accent, and I think I told you that she was there, and she, you know, was very, very warm and welcoming. And she lived originally here in Italy, in Conegliano, and then she moved to Australia. So that's why when she speaks English, she has an Australian accent. A little bit of background on her really quickly is she was a trained biologist, and she worked for the country of Australia. She worked for the European Union, and she had a really fabulous career doing that when she lived abroad. But then when she moved back here, she started a company that has translation services and also is an Italian language school. Now, if I had known that she did Italian language, and it's much more a one-on-one kind of basis, she has about 50 different Italian teachers working for her. And I was really curious, especially for you listeners, because I have so many of you asking me, do I know anyone that's a good Italian teacher? And Francesca is a native Italian speaker, of course, because Italian is her first language, but she also has the most perfect English as well. And she has just some of the most wonderful teachers working for her, and Italian instructors working for her, and they do online courses. So I'm going to be sitting back down with her. Today was just kind of an initial meeting to see, you know, what kind of services she offered. And I want to actually interview her on this podcast and have her talk about kind of some tips for learning Italian, and also share with you about how, you know, she could maybe help you and help you with your process of learning Italian. I know so many of you are using language apps like Pemsler or Duolingo or Rosetta Stone, but, you know, you're really craving that thing that we all need when we're learning a new language, which is the ability to converse and to practice speaking Italian. So anyway, that was a lovely meeting this morning. I left feeling really, really energetic and enthusiastic. And she even asked me if I would be interested in some of her clients who have a pretty decent grasp on English, if they, you know, because she's always looking for native English speakers to really help to polish the English and the accents and the pronunciation, and help with, you know, just kind of polishing the English of some of her Italian clients. And I said, yes, I might be interested in that. So, you know, it'd be great for me to make more connections here. And I just thought that was very exciting. So anyway, lots of exciting things going on moving forward with that and with Francesca and her business. Anyway, I will be sharing more information with you and hopefully interviewing her in the next month, and really being able to hopefully help those of you who are looking for that Italian language resource. Another thing that happened this week, I think I shared with you that they have ice skating here in the downtown. And so I decided, you know, I want to go down and do some filming and just, you know, film people ice skating. And so I walked down, and I actually had to do some Christmas shopping. And so I walked down to the downtown area, and I was just having a glorious day. The sun was shining. The mountains are all covered in snow. It's one of the reasons why I love this area. I love to live in an area near hills and near mountains, especially when you're surrounded by mountains, and even better when it's wintertime and those mountains get covered in snow. It's a really, really beautiful time of the year to be here. And the mountains that kind of just, you don't really pay so much attention to them during certain parts of the year, when there's snow on them and it's one of those crystal clear, crisp winter days, and you get this blue sky and then this shocking white of the mountains against that blue sky. It's an incredible thing. And that's what it was like as I was out walking around doing my Christmas shopping. And so I walked into the downtown area, and there was the beautiful ice skating rink, and it was full of children, actually. And these children had these lovely little pram things, or these sort of support things that allowed them to push themselves along. It gave them something to hold on to. There was a weight in the bottom of them, and they were shaped like either seals or polar bears, and they were kind of a plastic thing, so you can push someone on them, but you can also use them to sort of just help yourself and balance. If you're a little person and you need to learn how to ice skate, you need something to hold on to, well, there's these really ingenious things that they have. So all these little kids were running around, ramming into each other with these little polar bears and these seals, and just having the times of their lives and laughing, and they were just having so much fun. And I'm sitting there filming, and I'm thinking to myself, why am I just watching when I can just go over there, and there's a place for me to put my Christmas shopping bags, and I can just actually go out on the ice. And so that's what I did. So of course I had to research to make sure, you know, what size am I? And I'm a size 11 in US men's shoe sizes. So that is a size 44 or 44 and a half in Italian and European sizes. So I walked over, I asked them for my size, and they gave them to me. I think I probably should have got one half size or even one size larger, because they still kind of squeezed my foot a little bit, but it was okay. I put them on these clunky orange ice skates and out I went, and I didn't fall. I didn't break my neck, thank goodness. And what a fun experience. I had some headphones, and I have been playing one of my absolute favorite Christmas albums, which is by Nat King Cole, and it's the album called A Christmas Song. There's 19 songs on it. I think it was recorded in the 1950s or 60s. I happen to think Nat King Cole is not only one of the most wonderful singers from the United States, especially during that fantastic era of like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and all those wonderful classic singers. He really kind of was his own class act. And what a gorgeous Christmas album. If you guys have never listened, I'm sure you must have heard some of these songs, but I don't think I've ever listened to a Christmas album where I love every single song. And there's even a song on there called Buon Natale, which is, of course, you know, the Italian way of saying Merry Christmas. There's a song on there called Buon Natale, and I actually just made a little tiny video of that included some of the ice skaters and some of the other things. I uploaded it to Instagram, and I had that song by Nat King Cole playing in the background of that little video. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put that album. It's like an $8 album. It's super affordable. I actually just sent it to my mom in California because I told her, Mom, you've got to have this album to play for Christmas. So I'll put it on my Nathan's Favorite Things page at imovingtoitaly.com. Also, I put on the Nathan's the Favorite Things page some of those panettone cakes that I talked about in the last episode. And I think if you order them this week, like really soon, if you wanted to click on one of the ones that I have just listed on my site, I'm pretty sure, because it's all through Amazon, you could probably get it through Amazon Prime and get it delivered by Christmas. And so if any of you order those panettone cakes that I have listed, I have some cherry ones and some raisin ones and some different ones listed there. If you order one and try one, let me know how they turned out, because I tried to select really good classic ones that were actually made in Italy and imported. So let me know what you think about those. So anyway, just go to imovingtoitaly.com, Nathan's Favorite Things page. At the very top, you'll see all the Christmas stuff. So anyway, give me some feedback and let me know how those are if you taste those. As I was out ice skating, I had my headphones in and I was listening to Nat King Cole. I listened to his entire Christmas album while I was skating, and I was just kind of having one of those moments where I was kind of like pinching myself and thinking, Nathan, you know, this is it. I'm such a goal-oriented person, and I have all these amazing ideas and projects I'm working on and things I want to produce and create and share with you, and, you know, all of this stuff I want to do. And I think sometimes I am so prone, and I think maybe we all are this way a little bit, prone to have a goal somewhere off in the distant future that we want to achieve. And we feel like our happiness, it's sort of attached to when we get to that point. But I think we have to really allow ourselves to be happy in the moment, because the journey is the time to be happy, not just the arrival at whatever that goal is. Because when we arrive at that goal, we're going to have moved the goalpost and we'll have a new goal. And then we're going to wait to be happy until we get to that new goal. So it's almost like we just keep putting off happiness until some abstract date in the future. And it's really something I'm trying to work on as an individual. I'm really trying to focus on being happy in the moment. So there I was in the sunshine, going around on this fantastic ice skating rink. It was a big one, but it wasn't perfect. I had these little Italian kids bumping into me with their little plastic polar bears and seals and laughing at me, and I was laughing back, and I was alone though. So instead of saying, oh, here I am, I don't have anyone to go ice skating with, I chose to put on my Christmas music that I knew I would feel very happy listening to, and then just make circles and just keep going around this ice skating rink and just soaking up the sun, soaking up the music I was listening to, soaking up the beautiful square and the buildings around me. And it was really special. And I'm really grateful that I allowed myself and gave myself permission to do that alone. I think sometimes, you know, we have chapters of our life where we're alone. And I think sometimes it's also really easy to put off doing things until we can do things with other people. Maybe, you know, at all different chapters of our life, we find ourselves alone. We find ourselves alone because we've, you know, either lost someone that we love, someone's passed away, or maybe someone has, you know, left, you know, we've had to end a relationship. And, you know, there's maybe the kids moved out of the house. Maybe you're a single parent and the kids are gone and you find yourself alone. Anyway, I feel like it's really important to still do things, because we're always with ourselves, and we have to, I think, have a really important focus on that healthy individual relationship with ourselves, and we have to be comfortable being alone. And it's been an eye-opening experience for me to spend these last couple of weeks here in Italy by myself. I have not spent that much time by myself for a long time, and I kind of didn't realize how long it had been since I was truly alone. And certainly not being alone in a place where I could just get on the phone and call a friend and say, hey, let's meet up for a drink, or let's go have dinner, let's watch a movie, or let's go for a walk or whatever. I didn't have anybody here I could do that with. And so I had to really kind of recalibrate and figure out, how do I do this being alone thing? It's taken me a while, but I figured it out. And it was a good experience for me, I have to say. A really good experience for me. I'm really grateful for it. And there's this hike in the mountains that is about a 5-day hike. It's a 50-mile hike, and you start at one point and you end up at another point. It's in the Italian Alps. And I have been wanting to hike that for a while. And I asked Alessandro if he'd like to do it with me, and he's not a hiker. He said, nope, not really interested in doing that. And I thought, maybe I can get a cousin of mine or a friend of mine to come and hike that trail with me. And as I went through this past couple of weeks being here by myself, I thought, you know how amazing it'll be if I go and hike that 50-mile hike in the Italian Alps by myself next year. So I'm going to do that. In the spring, I am going to go and hike that trail. And the great thing about this particular trail is you don't have to carry like a tent and everything with you, because the trail is set up so that every night, after walking for about, you know, 10 to 12 miles a night, you get to a little village and there's a lodge that you can sleep in, have a great meal, have breakfast the next morning, and then get off and go and hike the rest of the day. All you have to carry with you is your water for the day and maybe some snacks to eat until you get, you know, to your next destination. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to getting into cross-country skiing and going out into nature by myself and filming. And I'm working on getting more comfortable just being alone in my own company. Let me know if that's something that you have figured out or something you've personally struggled with. I'd love to hear from you and get some feedback on whether that's something that you have had to go through in your own life. So one of the things that I want to share with you that happened this week, which was such an unexpected delight, is a reconnection that I had with a friend of mine. So several years ago, when Alessandro and I were here visiting Italy, we were in the south, and we were not on the Amalfi Coast, but we were a bit south of the Amalfi Coast in the region of Campania. And we were kind of in the hills in an area called Pisciotta, and kind of a collection of really lovely towns kind of in that area that's about an hour or so south of the Amalfi Coast. So while we were there, we booked a little bed and breakfast, and we booked it for about a week. And while we were there, the woman who owns and operates it is a single mother, and her name is Simonetta, and she has a little daughter. At the time, her daughter was, I believe, 5 years old, and her daughter's name is Lucrezia. And so we got to know Simonetta and her lovely daughter, and we ended up really connecting. She spoke a bit of English, and she's originally from that area, but she has family that live up here in this area. So she reached out to me in the past month and let me know she was going to be up in this region, because her and I have kept in contact over the years. And we just had such a great connection. We spent a lot of wonderful evenings and dinners together. And I taught her little daughter how to play tic-tac-toe. And even though she didn't speak any English at the time, and I spoke practically zero Italian, somehow her little daughter and I formed this really unexpected little connection, and it was just really, really special. And her daughter didn't forget us, even though we haven't even seen them in about 3 years. So anyway, Simonetta reached out to me and asked me where we were going to be for Christmas. And she said, you know, I'm going to be up in Bologna, which is about an hour and a half or 2 hours from where we are. I'm going to be there visiting my mom. And so I'd love to come and see you guys, or have you come and hang out with us. And so we decided that it would be easier for us to go and visit her in Bologna. And so we're going to be, the day after Christmas on the 26th, we are going to be going and celebrating a kind of a Christmas meal with them on the day after Christmas, which I'm really looking forward to. And so while I was on the phone with Simonetta talking and making plans and trying to figure out our schedules, Lucrezia heard her mom talking to me, and she came over and starts talking to me and practicing her English, because she's in school and she is studying English. And she was so excited. And now she's about 8.5 years old, and she has the most adorable little girl Italian accent that I've ever heard in my life. And before you knew what was going on, she starts conjugating all these verbs for me in Italian and telling me how to speak in Italian, giving me all these tips, talking 1,000 miles an hour. And then she starts practicing her English with me. And while she did that, I just couldn't help myself. I had to start recording. So I have probably one of my favorite surrounding sounds I've ever shared with you. I'm going to be sharing with you, and it's a little bit longer because it's part of the conversation of her And it was just absolutely so delightful. And so I'm going to be sharing that with you in just in a minute here for the surrounding sounds. Before I do that, I want to very quickly just let you know that those of you who happen to listen on Spotify, I know if you have an Android phone, a lot of our listeners are on Spotify, the ones who don't have Apple phones and aren't listening on an iPhone to the Apple podcasts. Spotify has not allowed you to leave reviews on their podcasts or their music or anything. But just this week, they have opened it up so that you can leave. It doesn't allow you to write any words or write a review, but there's a little spot on the main page where you listen to the podcast that says, you know, write a review or leave a review, and you can leave a 5-star review. It just literally takes 10 seconds to do it. And anyway, I would love to ask you, I know I've only been asking those of you who have been listening on Apple, and many of you who are listening on your iPhones have left reviews. So we have nothing but 5-star reviews up to this point, which is really, really kind of unheard of to have over 50 reviews all be 5 stars. If you listen on Amazon or Audible, you can leave reviews there too. But Spotify listeners, now you can leave a 5-star review by just clicking the 5 stars. You don't have to write any words. Anyway, if you would take a moment to do that, and the more of you that do it right away this week, the more of an impact all of those reviews and all those 5 stars are going to have on that podcast for the listeners who listen on that platform. So anyway, if you would take a moment to do that for Christmas, let's just call it a Christmas present, I would be eternally grateful for you. So thank you for taking the time to do that in advance. Well, my friends, that brings us to our Italian proverb for the week. But this week, instead of a true Italian proverb, I'm going to just leave you with a traditional Christmas greeting from Italy. And that is, ti auguro un buon Natale e un felice anno nuovo. Ti auguro un buon Natale e un felice anno nuovo. And of course, that means Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and may you have a wonderful celebration. Well, that brings us to our surrounding sounds. But before I get into the surrounding sounds, I want to just share a quick little clip of Nat King Cole's music from his album, A Christmas Song. And the song that I'm going to be sharing with you is Buon Natale. So enjoy, from Nat King Cole.
Merry Christmas to you, Buon Natale to everyone, Happy New Year and lots of fun. Buon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Buon Natale in Italy means a Merry Christmas to you. Far away across the sea, in sunny Italy, there's a quaint little town, not a clock has been wound for over a century. They don't know the time or year, and no one seems to care. And this is the reason the Christmas season is celebrated all year. Oh, Buon Natale, a Merry Christmas to you. Buon Natale to everyone. Happy New Year and lots of fun. Buon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Buon Natale to Italy means a Merry Christmas to you.
Well, I ended up playing the whole song there. Hopefully, I don't get in trouble for playing that song. I'm not making money off of that. I believe it falls under fair use. I could be wrong, but I suppose I will be notified by the podcasting site if I broke any rules by sharing that with you. Anyway, I am promoting that you buy that CD, and I'm not making money for it, so I suppose that that it's a good thing. So anyway, if you'd like to buy that CD, I did put a link to it on my website. You can check it out and get it to your house in time for Christmas. But anyway, that particular song that happens to be full of Italian language and Italian greetings, I thought was very appropriate for our audience in particular. So I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, well, that brings us to the rest of our surrounding sounds. And I have the sound of me out doing some ice skating with all the children around that were enjoying themselves and having a fantastic time and playing games and falling down and just having a great time on the ice. So I have the ice skating. And then I have the sound of me picking up my residency permit. And I just have a quick little clip from that. And then finally, I have the sound of being on the phone with Simonetta and Lucrezia and having Lucrezia practice her English and helping me with my Italian. So enjoy those surrounding sounds, and I will be back afterwards to say goodbye.
Grazie mille.
E gli altri verbi devi aggiungere sempre la parola avuto, tipo i presente, tempo semplice. Io ho avuto, tu hai avuto, ehi ha avuto, noi abbiamo avuto, voi avete avuto e si hanno avuto. E la tabella che ti darò in questo ti darò ti aiuterà molto. Ciao.
Ciao. Oh my gosh.
Principessa. Oh, I think when you see her, you will love her.
I have always loved her from the first day. She's fabulous. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
You are very fortunate to have her, right?
Have you aspetta. Have you aspetta. Non mi
ci vediamo in che giorno?
Quando
chiedo? No, te lo chiedo te. In che giorno ci vediamo?
Quando
in che giorno ci vediamo?
Quando ci vediamo?
When will we meet each other?
She wants to know.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Devi dire il giorno.
Wednesday, mercoledì.
Wednesday.
Sì, bye bye. Okay, ciao.
She wants to know exactly when we see each other. Which day exactly?
Wednesday.
No, see you.
Wednesday.
No, non I. See you on Wednesday.
Aspetta.
See you on Wednesday.
Bye-bye. Oh,
okay, bye-bye. Ciao, Lucrezia. She is so cute. Oh, my God.
And I think her pronunciation is not so bad.
Actually,
what do you think?
It's perfetto. Mm. Che brava. Mm. Wow.
If you at school they have only quante ore avete di inglese, Lucrezia? Pochissimo. Quante ore avete di inglese la settimana? They have I think four. Aspetta, parla piano però.
Allora, il Monday o one o più ore.
Ok.
E Monday, e Thursday.
Sì.
Più.
Due ore.
Di English.
Perfetto. Capito.
Fino a quanto? Come si dice che dico il numero?
I tell you numbers.
Ok. Avanti.
Allora. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
12.
Thirteen.
Sì.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 68, 69, 80, 81, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, 132, 133, 134, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144, 145, 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, 151, 152, 153, 154, 155, 156, 157, 158, 159, 160, 161, 162, 163, 164, 165, 166, 167, 168, 169, 180, 181, 182, 183, 184, 185, 186, 187, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 111,
12.
12, 12,
sì.
113,
sì.
114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 25,
esatto.
126, 127, Aspetta.
Mm-hmm.
Parlali in italiano.
Mamma, Santa Claus in Italy. Mamma è San Nicola.
San Nicolo?
San Nicolo.
Vero?
Anche, ma è anche un'altra cosa. Esempio, cos'è in Italy?
Italian?
Sì.
Present,
sì, è vero. Come si dice? Regala.
Present è un regalo, Lucrezia.
Regalo, sì.
Regalo, non regala.
Regalo, scusi.
Aspetta.
Lucrezia, mio italiano è povera, povera, povera. Io bisogno tu e mi insegnata, capito?
Sì.
Ok.
Aspetta. Sì.
Ok, numero in italiano, ok? Uno. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 16.
Aspetta, ne hai saltato uno. 16.
16. 16, 17, 17, 18, 19, 20, sì? Vero?
Sì.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
28, no, 28.
28, 29, 28, 29. 29.
Esatto.
E 30, sì?
Sì.
Ok, basta.
No. 30, 31, okay, 32,
okay. 33. Ok, grazie. 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 83, 84, 85,
4,
85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90.
90.
90. Ah, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99,
100. 100. 100. Oh.
Bravo, che bravo. Grazie mille, Lucrezia.
January, February,
oh.
March.
Wow,
March,
sì.
April.
Sì,
April. Mm-hmm. Aprile, May, maggio, July.
June.
No.
August. No.
June.
July, August, September, October, November, December. Adesso tocca a te in italiano.
Gennaio, febbraio, marzo, aprile, maggio, giugno, luglio, giulio. Come si dice?
Luglio.
Luglio, agosto, settembre, ottobre, novembre, dicembre.
Bravissimo, bravissimo.
Adesso le parole.
Ok.
Aspetta.
Cheese, dirci.
Ah, allora, food and drink.
Food
allora,
and drink. Ok.
Cheese, tu lo devi tradurre in italiano.
Ok, cheese, formaggio.
Carrots.
Ok, carote.
Tomato.
Tomato e pomodoro.
Ok. Poi c'è egg.
Egg, uova.
Ok. Poi c'è milk,
latte,
tè, water,
acqua,
orange juice,
zucca d'arancia.
Bravissimo, tutte le sue.
Food.
Aspetta.
Food è facile.
Fruit juice.
Eh?
No.
Fruit juice.
Cos'è?
Ok. Succa di frutta.
Esatto.
Ok.
Prosciutto.
Ham.
Prosciutto.
Aia. Cake.
Torta.
Cola?
Like Coca-Cola? Soda?
Esatto.
Ok. Pane?
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 Come si dice questo pane?
Non lo sai.
Come si dice pane?
Bread.
Bread.
Ok.
Dog.
Dog è cane.
Cat.
Gatto.
Snake.
Snake.
Serpente.
Aia. Donkey.
Donkey è burro. No?
No, donkey non è il burro.
Oh, scusi. Ok, no, è spagnolo. Scusi. Burro. Donkey è.
Sei burro spagnolo.
Sì.
Donkey è asino.
Asino? Ok.
Cosa?
Lione. Lio.
Lion. Leone.
Lion. Bravo.
Lion.
Bravo. Ok, Lucrezia.
Ok, e buonanotte, come si dice?
Good night.
Oh, bravo. Buonanotte.
E buongiorno per domani mattina.
Sì. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bravo.
Allora te la portiamo a te le due letterine di Babbo Natale, così vai tu da Babbo Natale e mi dici come sta. Cagnolina mia. My dog.
Diglielo a Natal che c'hai stellina.
I've got a dog.
Sì. Un cane?
Its name Star.
Sì, Stella. Tu cane, il nome tu cane è Stella?
Esatto.
Wow, Stella o Stello?
Stella è.
Stella. Perché lei è un femmine?
Esatto.
Oh, bravo.
Come si dice mese in inglese? 8 months.
Oh, ok. 8 mesi, sì?
O 9, non lo so.
Oh, 9?
Esatto.
Lei hai 9 mesi?
O 8 oppure 9, non lo so.
Ok, 9 mesi, bravo. Una piccola, sì?
Yes.
O grande?
No, piccola. Oh. È già adulta, però diciamo che per la sua età è ancora piccola.
Taglia piccola.
È un bastardino.
Ok.
Io lo volevo prendere grande.
Ok.
Però non lo riuscivo a prendere in braccio e quindi l'ho preferito piccolo.
Perfetto, bellissima. Lucrezia, io parlo in inglese, ok? Please send me one photo of your dog, ok? Please send one photo of your dog to me.
Ti devo suonare qualcosa con il flauto.
No. No, gli devi mandare una foto di Stella.
Per favore.
Con il flauto.
Adesso no.
Per favore, un foto di Stella, ok?
Ok.
Ok? Grazie mille, Crezia.
Bye bye.
Buonanotte. Bacio.
Nathan, buonanotte allora.
Oh, buonanotte. Wow.
Jim, did you enjoy the long conversation?
Kinder Joy.
She's my favorite Italian to have a conversation with.
Okay. Oh, so I think she will call you often.
Please, please. Parlo in inglese, parlo in italiano. È perfetto.
Perfetto. Perfetto. Ok.
Ok. So,
devono scegliere gli insegnanti.
Sì, che si possono scegliere. Certo che si possono scegliere.
Sì, certo, certo.
Scusa. Allora.
Sì.
Allora, ci sentiamo.
Bye bye, good night.
Bye bye, ciao ciao.
Ci sentiamo inizio settimana.
Sì.
E ci accordiamo esattamente su giorno, ora e dove, quando e perché.
Perfetto. Perfetto, perfetto. Oh, I have one.
Okay.
I have one final thing to tell you.
Yes.
In English, because I can't speak, I can't do it in Italian.
Okay.
One final thing to say. Today was exactly 1 year that we moved back to Italy.
Ah!
And,
wow!
And today I went to Polizia di Stato and received my permesso di soggiorno carte.
Wow, so we have to make a brindisi.
Absolutamente.
We look forward to see you.
Assolutamente.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Buonasera, buonasera Lucrezia.
Buonanotte.
Buonanotte a tutti. Ciao.
Buonanotte.
Ciao ciao.
Night.
Ciao ciao. Good
Sweet
night. Ciao ciao. Buonanotte. Ciao ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. I hope you enjoyed those sounds from this week's episode. And I'm really, really hoping that you are going to have a fabulous holiday season. And I hope that you are celebrating with people that you love. I'm sending you warm wishes for the remainder of this year and for the year of 2022. We've gone through a couple kind of difficult years, 2020 and 2021. They were not easy years for anyone on this planet. So I'm really, really hoping that our year of 2022, I know many of you want to come and visit Italy next year. I hope that the doors to Italy stay open and that you don't have to change your plans and put your visit off or your plan to move here or retire here. Once again, hopefully you are able to pursue those goals and achieve those things that you've been really wanting to for quite some time now. So, Buon Natale, Merry Christmas, my friend. And wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, I hope you are healthy and well. And until next week, take care. God bless. Ciao, ciao, ciao.